Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from wonderful Phoenix, Arizona. We are now in the sweet spot for Phoenix. The weather here is marvelous, feels great, and for the next 6 months, there's not too many other places on the planet that you want to be in for the weather is concerned. The weather here is marvelous for 6 months out of the year. I tell you, it's just unbelievable. Anyway, we're grateful. So if you ever thought about coming west, coming this way, then it's perfect time to make your plans now to head west. And you will. It's comfortable. It's nice. The weather's great. But, you know, in your traveling, be conscious of your health. Be conscious of the health situation that's happening in the country right now. And just make sure that you protect yourself and protect others as you travel, okay? Make sure you do the right thing, whatever that is for you. You know, everybody have their own choice of doing what is best for themselves. So do what is best for, but not only look out for yourself, look out for your brothers and sisters too as well, okay? Your action does affect others' well-being as well, okay? So to all of my old listeners, let me just give you a shout out. I appreciate you so much. I am so, so grateful that you tuned in this morning and grateful that you come back to listen to the words and listen to what is being said. It's you guys that keeps me motivated and keep me going in the right direction to keep me on target with what I need to do and how I need to do it. So I'm grateful. And to all my new listeners, I am grateful for you as well. I'm grateful for you to tune in and take time out of your day to listen to me. I don't know how you found out about it, but however you found out about it, there is no incidents in the universe. You are where you're supposed to be at the right time, okay? You are where you're supposed to be, okay? So for all of you who have been listening to me for a while, know that I always open the show with a prayer, and today will be no different. We will open up the prayer, and we will move forward, okay? So we're grateful for that, to be able to do that. So let's open up with prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day of life, God. We thank you for blowing breath in our bodies this morning, waking us up in our right mind, and our physical conditions are in alignment with our temples and that we are moving in the right direction, God. We know is you are the source of everything we do, every breath we take, every word we utter is because of you. You are the power that is inside of us and giving us strength to move forward. And just want to give thanks and gratitude for being here and protecting us and keeping us safe for another week, keeping us in tune and keeping us, bringing us in the right state of mind and right state of spiritual temperament that we may be able to embrace all there is and all that you have to offer us. We ask for open mind. We pray for divine protection for our health workers who and doctors who are working on the front line with the situation with this virus is going on. We know that it is done, and we know that you are the source, and you will help us to be able to help those doctors, help those nurses, and all those who are there and doing the best they can. Put them in your divine white light of protection and keep them safe, God. We pray for all those with dis-ease and discomfort that you will give them confidence in what it is that they're going through and how they shall overcome, that they will keep their faith and belief that you are the source and that you will help raise them up and help heal them in their conditions. We know. We give praise and thanks to God for the government, our government. Keep our government in alignment, God. Put your arms around America. Keep her strong. Keep her well. Help our leaders to make wise decisions and to be more harmonious with each other and to be able to do what they need to do in order to serve the people. for that is their purpose and that is the reason for them being. So we say thank you, God, for bringing them together and helping our leaders to make wise decisions. So we pray, knowing, God, that you answer our prayers and that you will continue to guide us and continue to take us into a higher state of consciousness. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. So, beloved ones, let's get on with today's show. Let's move forward. How to align yourself with your I Am presence. That's a powerful one, beloved ones. How to align yourself with your I Am presence. Beloved ones, your I Am presence is the most powerful thing that you possess in your physical temple. Your I Am presence. You see, your I Am presence, although you cannot see it, you cannot physically touch it, it is awesome. It is the most powerful thing that you could possibly have in your whole being, is your I Am presence. You see, your I Am presence is the presence of God inside of your temple. You hear what I'm saying? Your I Am presence is that presence of God that's inside of you. That is the part of the spiritual part of God that you have carried from lifetime to lifetime. You are the DNA, the spiritual DNA of God is that same spiritual DNA that's inside of you and me, okay? That was put into your physical bodies and before you even came here, okay? And you will carry the same DNA spiritual thing as you make your life journeys, as you travel as a soul and do what you need to do. So your I Am presence has been with you all the time and will always be with you all the time, beloved one. It's not going to go away regardless of what you do with your life, what you make of your life. Your I Am presence is not going to dissolve yourself. And some lives we come and we live in a higher attuned state. And sometimes we come back, we may not be so attuned. But regardless of what, our I Am presence is not going to go anywhere. Your I Am presence is going to be there. It's like I said, it's located inside of your physical body, inside of your temple, and it's there to be there, okay? In order to live a true opulent life, one must be spiritually aligned with their God self. And when you hear me use the word God self, I'm talking about I Am presence as well. So I may interchange and say it both ways. But in order for you to live this true opulent life that God intends for you to be, then you must be in line with that God present within you. It's a must. You cannot live it without being in tune to that God present inside of you. You have to be in tune, okay? And this is what we're going to talk about today, is about being in tune, staying in tune, and how to really get in tune to that, because that is going to be the difference of how your life is going to turn out, is based on how in tune you are with your I Am presence, okay? Your I Am presence is a form of energy. You see, beloved ones, spirit is pure energy, and that energy usually vibrate at a high frequency. And why I say usually, because some beings, some people who are incarnating may not come at the same vibrational level or may not operate at the same vibrational level. It doesn't mean that they do not have that I Am present. It's just that the I Am present, you see, the God force has given us free will. And so we can operate our I Am presence as we so deem to. And unfortunately, some people do not want to or do not have the understanding, have the knowledge, or even maybe want to live at that high frequency, okay? I don't understand why they wouldn't, but, you know, some people just not aware and conscious of who and whom they are. So, you know, and if you don't know who you are and you're not conscious of who you are, then you can only live and be that which you are conscious of, okay? So we're not going to knock anyone, because everybody is growing at their own pace, and everybody's moving at their own level of consciousness and understanding, okay? So we have to accept that and be willing to understand that people need to have their own space to grow as they so desire to grow. You, like I said, you must have a full understanding that alignment with your I Am Presence is the only way that you're going to totally enjoy opulence and peace in your life. And how do you know when you're in line with your I Am Presence? Because when your life begins to flow with opulence and peace more than it does with conflict, you know that you're in line with your I Am Presence, okay? And when I say opulence, and I explain this all the time to you, I'm not necessarily talking about monetary aspects. You see, opulence incorporate all the things that we need as a spiritual being or human being operating here. Opulence is good relationships, good health, good careers, of course, good finances. All those things come under the rim of opulence. And those opulence are the universal things that are there all the time. God's goodness and opulence flow in the universe on a consistent basis all the time. We just have to align ourselves so we can tap into that that flow of opulence. That's good. Catherine Ponder, a unity minister from back in the day, kind of said something very profound. She said, "There's gold dust in the air." And every time you go out and breathe, you breathe in gold dust. And what she was meaning, gold dust, she was talking about opulence. There's opulence flowing everywhere, you know, beloved ones. The universe is full of goodness, regardless of how much you see people standing and suffering and living in limited states. It's because their consciousness is not aware to the point that they understand that they have the flow of opulence in their life. And once they understand that it is their inherited rights to have this flow of opulence in their life, then their life will begin to take on a brand new form, okay? So we have a big job to try to encourage people to live at a higher form, a higher life. And, you know, you all out here listening to this show pretty much a light worker. So it's your responsibility, too, to share with your brothers and sisters about the good news, about the opulence in the universe and what they can have if they align themselves. So when you're flowing and your good things are flowing in your life and you're peaceful and happy, that means that you are more in tune to your I Am Presence. Now, I do not in any way want you to understand that just because you're in tune to your I Am Presence on this day, that you will not have a challenge. You see, beloved one, challenges are going to always show up, and challenges are a good thing, okay? Challenges are a good thing because you are still a soul in an evolutionary process. And see, these challenges give us opportunities to grow. I want you to understand that, okay? Your challenges give you an opportunity to grow. So when you have a challenge in your life, you should really embrace it with the full understanding it's what you are bringing forth in your life. These challenges are helping you to be able to expand and be able to grow at the level you need to. So embrace your challenges, beloved one, because you want to be able to learn from each challenge that comes in your life, help you to elevate at a higher level. Unless you allow your challenges to overwhelm you, then it can take you in the other direction. But I'm telling you, if you do not become frustrated because you have a challenge, just work through the challenge and grow from that experience, you'll come out better on the other side. So embrace your challenges and move through. Because it's all part of you becoming in tune to your God self. Each challenge helps you to come closer to being that spiritual being who has full understanding of who and whom they are, okay? So we should grow from each experience, okay, that we may find ourselves into or what we need to do, okay? So I want to sort of just give you a few steps that as it's been given to me, as to have full understanding of this. You see, beloved ones, when I do these shows and I do this stuff, I always say, God, all of you and none of me. God, all of you and none of me, because I want pure spiritual information. So sometimes when I start writing about my spirit, I don't even know what's going to come out myself, because I'm allowing spirit to bring this word and this message to me. I do all I can do to remove my ego totally out of my messages. I want it to flow from spirit. So that's why I always say, God, all of you and none of me. All of you and none of me. Just get out of the way. Hey, let's go over the steps that that will help us to be able to attune ourselves to our I am presence. The first step is that, and this is probably the most important one too. First step is that you have to have faith that your I am presence is within your physical body. If you don't believe your I am presence is with you, then you're not going to get the rest of this conversation, beloved one. Your I am presence is here with you all the time. And you have to have faith and believe that that I am presence is with you. That is that God presence is inside of you already. You don't have to even question that, beloved one. You just need to accept it. You know, some things you accept in blind faith, that's one of those things. Just like you expect the next minute you're going to take a breath, you have to believe in your I am presence as much as you believe in your next breath, okay? You have to believe that it's going to show up and it's going to work for you, and it will. I'm telling you, it will if you embrace it, okay? Number two, you cannot have any hate or either any mild dislike for another human being. Let me repeat that to you. You cannot have any hate or any mild dislike for another human being. If you are going around with holding grudges, beloved one, or holding on to a whole bunch of pain and hurt from a previous experience, a previous life, you will not be able to align yourself with your God self. When you're having any dysfunction with any other being, you will not be able to align yourself to your physical, to your spiritual self. So my suggestion to you is that if you are holding on to anything that's not of your highest good, start working on your power to forgive, including forgiving yourself. If you're holding on to things that you did not do perfect, and you're not going to do a whole lot of things perfect here, because this is not a perfect kind of situation that's going on in this universe. You come here to grow. You're striving for perfection. That is true. Yeah, but so often we do things that are not a perfect, and we need to understand that. So no, you are not, and no one else is. So, beloved one, if you find yourself in conflict with any other being on the planet, then work on doing the forgiveness work and let it go. Release them so you can be released. I often tell you that forgiveness is about you doing what you need to do to release yourself, okay? You really not take a, you should care how other people feel, but from a standpoint of forgiveness, forgiveness is basically about you and about you doing what you need to do to release yourself, okay? You have to do the forgiveness work, beloved one, and you have to have that because you want to be aligned to your I am present. And you will not be able to align with your I am present if you're holding any ill feelings, any ill thoughts to another being, regardless of what level it is. I mean, with just a little bit or either a whole lot. The universe doesn't express. You can't do either one, okay? If you want to align, be in aligned to your I am presence, it's a must that you move past that, okay? And now, number three, you must have the ability to see and experience God in every activity. And what that simply means, beloved one, whatever you do, you need to be able to see the divinity of that activity. And not only that, your interaction with other people. You need to be able to understand that those other people that you're operating with have that same I Am presence and that same God force inside of them. And you have to recognize this. You have to be able to see that and understand and feel that when you are communicating with other beings, you are also communicating with their God self, okay? And just because they may not be vibrating at the same level you are vibrating in, doesn't mean that they are no less part of the God force, part of their God self, okay? They're not operating and living up to that standard at this particular time, okay? But it doesn't mean them. You know, you see people on the streets that's homeless or people that's, you know, strung out on drugs or whatever, you must not in any way condemn or put those people down. They are going through their own experiences, their own growth processes, and this is what they have chose to do to be able to get to that next level. And we have to accept it, that that's who they are, and let it be, okay? Don't be judgmental, beloved ones. Don't go around judging people because of what you see with your physical eyes, because you don't know the story behind why they are where they are and what they're doing, okay? And you don't need that. So start seeing God in all activities. You know, God is in all activity, even the activities that we don't understand. The universal God for it is there working it out, okay? And now, number four, we must learn to live in harmony with nature. We need to start doing the things that we need to touch nature. We need to get out into nature. We need to appreciate being there. Appreciate the air that you breathe. Appreciate the water that you drink. Appreciate all those things in nature. Get out and be in nature. I suggest that you go out, walk barefooted for a little while on the ground so you can ground yourself. Grounding is a very important part of your nature contact. You see, Mother Nature will express herself, and we have to be in tune to Mother Nature and do what we need to do. And many of you are constantly aware that we're having some real calamities with the weather going on. That's because man has not respect Mother Nature in the way that she should be taken care of. And we have caused ourselves some real complications as a mass because of the way that we have conducted ourselves when we're dealing with Mother Nature, with the things that keep us alive, you know, the things that keep us in tune. And we have to learn to be able to trust Mother Nature and stay in tune to Mother Nature. It's so, so important, beloved ones, that you do what you need to do to be able to do those things. And you must also begin to recognize that your physical body is just an instrument of your God self. You cannot do anything of your own without the God. All your senses are controlled really by your I Am presence. Everything that you do, your smelling, your hearing, everything is controlled by your I Am presence. And that makes a big difference. Yes, your mind do play a part in that, but the control of it is because of your God presence. That's allowing you, every word that you speak is because your I Am presence is allowing it to flow from your mouth, okay? So everything is so, so important for you to be able to be in tune and be able to understand that it is working in that manner, okay? So we thank you for having understanding of that and knowing that that is for your highest good to be able to bring forth that knowledge and understanding about your God force inside of you. Everything is being controlled by that God force, okay? So we must understand and come in full contact and understanding with that. Number six, you must be willing to demonstrate love and compassion for all of God's children. It's not a hard task, beloved one. You must be willing to demonstrate love and compassion for all of God's children, even the ones that you don't think are perfect. You have to be able to demonstrate love and understanding for them, okay? You need to be able to understand that they are there for you, okay, and that they are there to support you and keep you going, okay? You must be in touch and understand that each one of us are that God essence. So when you're able to do that, then it's not that hard to love and show compassion to others. So every time you're showing compassion to another being, you're showing compassion to God. Every time you love another being, you're showing compassion to God. Okay? You're showing love to God. So learn to be compassionate. Learn to be loving. And it all comes back, beloved one. Whatever you give out will always return. Okay? So learn to operate and see God and see love and see in everything that you do. Okay? I know it's a little challenging sometimes to love people and to be able to have compassion with people when you see them doing such crazy and bizarre things as you see it being that way. But you have to understand that each human being is going and growing in their own way and doing what it is that they need to do as a spirit to be able to perfect themselves. Because we're here and we're on planet Earth, beloved one, and planet Earth is nothing but a school. You're in school. So, you know, you thought that school was over when you went to school. You went from kindergarten to 12th grade, and some of us went to college, and some of us went to undergrad school, and we thought that was it. No, that's not it. School continues all the time. School is here all the time, okay? And it is going on all the time. We are in this level of being in school. And so we want to make sure that you have full understanding the fact that you are in school. You are in school all the time, all right? So we want to make sure that you have full understanding of that. I see some people kind of coming in and out. Hopefully we're not having any technical difficulties today. But anyway, it is all good. Holding the image of yourself and being totally connected with God. You have to be able to hold an image in your mind's eye of you being one with God. Hold that image. Hold that feeling, knowing that you and that God force is in connected to you. And I tell you so often that the God inside of you is just like a wave is connected to the water in the ocean. You know, you go to the beach, and we all have been there. Most of us anyway, and you see the big waves coming. Well, guess what? Each wave that come is part of the water. And each wave, the water, the waves are necessary in order for the water to flow, and the water, without the water, you won't have any waves. Your connection to the I am present inside of you, that God force in you, is just as connected as that wave is in that ocean. It's all part of one. The water is the water. It's just taken on the way. The God inside of you are with you. And that same level of intensity as the wave is in the ocean, beloved ones. And that is so important for you to have full understanding that you are that connected to your I am presence. And that it is really, really important to understand that you and God are truly one, beloved one. It is really that important. I understand for some of you out there who are maybe tuning in, especially my new listeners, you may have been brought up under the traditional church setting. And I understand because I was also brought up that way too. And most of us were brought up that way. We didn't understand about, you know, metaphysics and new thought teaching until we got a little bit more conscious, okay? We grew a little bit, okay? And we began to see things from another way. But see, the old tradition taught you that you were separated from God, that you were one place and God was somewhere else. And to me, the teachings of that particular thing is the original sin. That, to me, is the original sin. When you were taught that you and God were separate, my goodness gracious, what a real major calamity that has been for our spiritual understanding and spiritual consciousness to know that. Just imagine if you were a young kid and you were taught that you and God were one, and you understand that you didn't have to go through beg and plead, and hopefully you can reach God somewhere in the sky that you had to understand that all you had to do was just turn in and knowing that God was right there with you. How much different that would have been if you didn't have to go through that whole process of thinking and feeling that you're one place and God is another place. That, to me, beloved ones, is the real issue when it comes down to spiritual growth, especially from the standpoint of the old tradition, okay? I don't knock the old tradition because a lot of us came up that way, and so we embrace it, and it does have its place in what it is, but that teaching is wrong. That teaching is so wrong, but it is what it is. And but we now that you're conscious and aware of it, you need to understand and embrace that God is everywhere. God is here in your physical temple. Every place there is, God is. God is not away from you, but God is fully conscious and aware of your presence, and you are fully aware of the presence of God as well. You have full understanding that what's happening in your physical being. Now that you have that full understanding, you need to be able to tap in and understand. So when you pray, you should always give God gratitude for what it is you desire. Okay? When you're saying a prayer, you give God thanks for those things that you so desire. Okay? As if it has already been done. You see, beloved one, you have to, that's why begging and pleading and sobbing to God to change something without you already having the full understanding that it's being done or it has been done is void. You don't get very far with those kind of prayers where you're just begging God to change situation. If you're having something going on in your life, then see God already heal it and say, God, thank you that you have taken care of this situation. Thank you, God, for changing this situation. Thank you, God, for creating this new path for me. Thank you, God, for allowing me to go down this path. Give thanks and gratitude for the work that's already being done. Because, beloved one, you do not have to do anything. The God force inside of you already knows everything you need. You don't have to say a word. That I am present in you already know the condition and know the situation that you're going through. So to give any other attention to it is not appropriate, beloved ones. You must understand that everything that's happening in your being is already known by the God for your I am present to you. So it ain't like you got to bring God's attention to what's going on inside of you because they already know. They already know what's happening. You, at this point, just have to give thanks in advance for those things that you want to shift in the change, beloved ones. You have to bring about that new attitude. You don't have to go trying to tell God, oh, God, this is happening to me. That's happening to me. This person did that. This situation is that. No. The God force already know. It's seen it. It knew it before you knew it, before you had full understanding of what was happening. Now it's just about you realigning yourself and understanding and trusting that that I am present is going to take care of it. And you want to give that I am present and encouragement to fulfill your desire or to help you in that situation. That's why you give thanks in advance to the thing that you so desire. And when you give thanks in advance, it opens up the door for that thing to actually materialize in your life. You have to understand that, beloved one. That's the only creative way to pray and to bring about the thing that you want in your life. You have to give grace, and you have to be thankful for the things you want to be show up even before they show up. Because when you're in line with your I am present, life will just be less complicated, beloved one. When you really get in tune to your I am present, life will begin to flow at a much easier way. And like I said to you earlier, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to have some challenges and you're not going to have some situations to come up in your life. Yes, you're going to have them. They're going to be with you as long as you're here. Because why? Did I tell you why? You're in school. This is school, so you're always going to have a lesson. You're here to learn and to grow so you have a full understanding of what it is that you need as a soul, okay? You need to, you're growing. So these situations that show up are to help you to grow even more and to help you to improve your lot here in life. And your I Am Presence will always make sure that it will do and be in your world, okay? Your I Am Presence is to make your road less traveled. In other words, mean to make you your path smoother if you choose to tap into and allow your I Am Presence to assist you. And your I Am Presence is always there to assist you and to help you to grow, along with your other spiritual helpers. Of course, you know, you have your I Am Presence, that is that God for, but not only that, you have a slew of other spiritual entities who are always there at your beck and your call. You know, you must understand you have full surrounding and full help at just a moment of thought. You can call upon your guardian angels. You can call upon your ascended masters. You can call upon the cosmic Christ. You can call upon Saint Germain. You can call upon any of these entities. They are there to help you and to serve you, along with your I Am Presence. Okay, so there's no reason for us to feel lonely. No one reason for us to feel astray, you know, because we always have spiritual helpers. And I understand in the human form, you still have these challenges, but we don't have to put ourselves through those things if we tune ourselves to that God force and that higher self that's inside of us. There's nothing standing in the way of you being connected to your I Am Presence other than you. Let me make this clear, very clear. There is nothing standing in your way of you being connected to your I Am Presence other than you. You are the one who has made the choice not to be connected. Your I Am Presence is there all the time. So it's just a matter of you allowing your mental thought, your whole mind thought to be able to connect and understand that this power is within you and embrace it and to be able to accept it for your highest good, because it is there for your highest good. Your I Am Presence was put inside of your being, beloved one, for your highest good, for you to be able to accomplish and to be able to live this opulent life that you hear me talk about all the time. That is the purpose of your I Am Presence there, to be able to bring forth healing in yourself and bring and assist in humanity to be able to do what you need to do. And that is given through you because of your I Am Presence. Your God self has given you the energy to do that. And so we just need to tap in and know how to really connect to that I Am Presence, and knowing that that life is good, and knowing that you are going to still have challenges, but you need to believe in your ability to connect to your God self, to really, really bring in that higher power to be able to understand and be able to connect at any level that you need to be. Your I Am Presence is waiting on you, beloved ones. If anyone has gone astray, it is not your I Am Presence. It's not that your God self. Your God self is there. Your God self is always there, always will be there. It will never pull back or never surrender in any circumstances, okay? So you have to have full understanding that you and God truly are one. You and God are one, okay? That I Am Presence in you is the presence of God inside of you, okay? Have full understanding that God force is there, will always be there for you, and will always support you, regardless of what you're going through and how challenging it may appear to be at that time and moment. Your job is to believe that your I Am Presence is going to help you. I think I did a show a couple of weeks ago about being able to surrender your problem, your situation to your higher self. When you have a situation that you are not intellectually able to resolve with your own mind and your own thoughts, then you must learn to be able to surrender your problems and your situation to your higher self, okay, beloved one? Because they are there to resolve those issues and make your life better quality, okay? So, yes. So, at this point, we have some extra time, and if you want to, I'm open line of questions if anyone wants to call in and have a little conversation about what we talked about a question, you can do that. If you are on the phone, you can simply press 1, and I will see that you are available for a conversation. I can bring you over, click you in. And if you're online, you have to go to a phone and dial in order to be able to have a conversation with me, okay? And that number is 516-387-1741. That's 516-387-1741. Okay? So if you want to have a conversation, you want to talk, let's get it on, okay? Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. If you want to express yourself, you have an opportunity. You know, a lot of you hear me every Sunday, listen to me. You don't get a chance to talk to me. Of course, a lot of you are my personal friends, so I see you and talk to you a lot anyway. But anyway, if you want to express yourself, you have the opportunity today. Since we have some extra time to be able to. And what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to always start building in extra time to be able to communicate with you after each show to be able to just have a conversation, because you may be some things I may say you're not quite sure what I mean, or you have a full understanding, or you may just want to give your own opinion about it, or have something that will help the audience to be able to grow. Each one of you are bringing your energy, bringing your time and space to the show, so it's part of your show too. So I want you to be able to feel free to express yourself and to have a conversation if you so desire, okay? If not, it's okay too. Just listen, and it's all well. Anyway, well, we're going to get ready to close shop. I'm going to call it a day, but I'm so grateful for all of my listeners who tuned in today, and hopefully that you gained something from this message and that you will be able to implement these things in your life to make your quality of your life better. That's the reason that I do it, because hopefully I can help you in some kind of way to enhance your life and bring a little sunshine to you to make your life a little bit more lively and just keep you in tune to who and whom you are, and to allow you to understand your God-given powers and allow you to understand it's your inheritive rights to God's opulence. You are inherently, it is God's good will to be able to give you the good life and to be able to have you have life and have it abundantly. Beloved ones, God wants you to have an abundant life and be able to have and do and those things which is good, not only for yourself, but to be able to assist in humanity and to be able to help your brothers and sisters to raise their consciousness, okay? So that's what you're here for. And so hopefully each week that you listen, any time that you are here, that you are feeling more encouraged to live your abundant and opulent life and to be able to be more caring and sharing and demonstrating love for your brothers and sisters on all levels, okay? If you embrace that, then I feel as if that my work is not in vain. And I am, you know, helping you to enhance your life at some level. So anyway, let's pray, and so we can close out today. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you for these words, and we thank you for this message that it came through, that it may touch our hearts and give us full understanding that we are one with you, God, that we are just like the waves in the ocean. You're inside of us, and we embrace that, and we accept that, knowing that we are connected with you, God. We are not detached from you, but we know that you are here, and that all we have to do is look inside and feel connected to you, God, to be able to bring about and to be able to assist us, that you're here with us at all times, to give us encouragement and to give us full understanding of who and whom we are. We know that you are there. We pray for peace and for in the universe. We pray for love and to allow that love to permeate and become more powerful. And each and every day we pray for this government. We pray for the world conditions, and we pray, God, that you keep your hands on this world. We know that everything is truly in divine order. Even when we don't see it, we can embrace and understand that you are totally in charge and everything is working out at a higher level. And we thank you, God, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Have a wonderful week. Be safe, and we should talk soon. Bye-bye. Love you.